Okay, I said I would talk about Julian and what more of the details of what happened with Julian. So Julian, if you follow the Taiwan Instagram, then you'll see it JC letters JC USATW. It'll come out as JC Young, which I am telling people stands for Jesse Christian Young, but the Taiwanese just started calling me JC. That's where the name came from. But you know, Julian showed up here during the time when a lot of people were moving to different countries because of virus-related issues. And I'm not going to go into his history or past at all, but we randomly met at the skate park in a year ago. Sometimes it'd be just us at the skate park in the afternoon. He'd go there by himself. He was I think might have been 17 at the time, finishing high school online. And we just sort of would see each other, never had a serious friendship. It's just like, hey, hi, very polite and cordial. Some good solid conversation that never went anywhere after we left. And it was about the time that I said I decided I wanted to start making videos. So we're talking about December. And I asked him, I said, Julian, I would like to, I mean, he's a mildly decent skater. You know, he'd be one of the local idols. Maybe not good enough to get sponsored by a skate shop. He'd skate and he'd travel and go around with people. And I asked him, I said, I'm making videos. Can I make a skate video with you sometime? Is that okay? And, you know, he's like, who is this guy? I mean, he was really polite, but like, he had no history to look at. I wasn't an accomplished filmer. He doesn't know me from Adam as far as video skills go. He doesn't know he wants to waste his time. I'm amazing that the 17-year-old kid wasn't, you know, scared to death by some 40-year-old dude, you know, asking to make video, you know. 18, I think, by that time, you know, he was in college. But I started making some videos, and a few months ago I asked, I said, could we do it? Could we find a day? Yeah, we did it. He loved it. It was so fun. And he ate it, and he's pretty soon he's calling me again and again and again and again and again. I think I even did a TikTok on my JCUSATW TikTok account, where I'm sitting there looking at the screen and getting ready to say something, and the iPhone notification keeps going off. That must be Julian, because literally I'm sitting at home and he just keeps sending these messages, and it's, I'm like, that's Julian. Of course, he loved that. Julian made, it wasn't long before Julian started traveling around, and this is all available on Instagram. There's nothing private about this at all. He'd start traveling around with the other guys that skated at the same park. You know, that was it. It's just, they see each other at the park a bunch. After a few months, they're hop on the train, go to the city next door together, which works very well in Taiwan, trains. So, pretty soon, virus thing, we get locked down in Taiwan. He's trying to work on an end of year, like first year anniversary after grand opening of a local skate shop. They're doing a video, like they've got a filmer going around filming people. Well, when the virus lockdown hit, he stopped filming, kind of, and everyone else stopped going out skating. Julian says, no, I'm doing this. I'm serious. And I was the only guy doing filming. And so we did our first film before the big lockdown, and I'd help him with some challenges because it's called a challenge. They want to do this big skate trick, and they film it again and again, maybe for days, just to see if they can land it once. Land it like means you succeed at it, if you don't know, for those of you in Reed Rapids. So we did this the day before the mask law came in. It was this mask law, and we did it the day before. It was great. We loved it. Just the other guy wasn't available. We squeezed in some time. After that, he stopped filming the other guy. And so I'm pretty much the only one filming for Julian, and he's the only one skating for this end of year skate video. And so I kind of stepped in as a filmer. So a lot of times it was just he and I going out by ourselves. And there was some filming we did that nobody knew about. It wasn't even on Instagram. It's just like he and I would show up secretly at night at this one spot, and he would try to do some challenge that nobody knew he was even trying. And at some point in the future, it's going to show up in a surprise video, and people are gonna see. That, really? You mean you guys went and did that and nobody knew about it? Nobody did. So Julian was with his buddies. They're going around skating. Sometimes he and I are doing a lot of film work together. We're all in close proximity. I mean, they travel together. I don't know where they're staying. I don't really care about their personal business, but you know, he's developing friendships with some of these local guys. And, last few days, they decided to go out and find a nice little stone floor park by a very quiet intersection. And I get there and I'm like, there's three stone park benches. You could see the video, three stone park benches. I'm like, guys, I got an idea for a video. Would everybody just all in sync, you grab a park bench and just roll down it? Like there's like a skate ramp at the end. It's like, this thing was designed for skaters. It's really this amazing park. So they did it. They did it in sync. They all skated down it like it was for a music video. And then they did like four. This other guy, or another friend showed up. He didn't have a skateboard. I said, hey, use mine. That's four people. Let's do it. They're like, really? I'm like, yeah, the planets are aligning. Jump on it. Let's go. That's how filming and stuff works. Like, well, okay. So they did it in sync. They all jumped, flipped around. It was done for a music video. It was a great, thrilling, endearing, charming short video that we did. So we've been doing videos like this together for the past few days, and we've been getting to know each other a whole lot over the past few days. And I mean, it really hit me like a knife last night. I mean, he went to that skate shop with his buddies, didn't do much skating that day. We just hung out at the skate shop for quite a while. His board was starting to crack the night before. He goes to this place, a bunch of people are skating. He's there and his board breaks. After all these tricks, all this filming, all these videos, all these challenges, all this stuff that he's been doing, I've been filming, finally his board cracks so he can't use it. So I loaned him my board. So the next day he's at the skate shop, he can't use his board. So you know what you do when your skateboard breaks. You know, it cracks. You're supposed to stomp on it and smash it and rip it apart. That's how you honor the skateboard. When it's like a flag. When the flag is old and dead, you burn it. You know, that's respect. So the skateboard, for all the love that it gave you and that you gave it, you give it a proper burial. You smash it and rip it apart because that's what skateboards live for. And a good skateboard with a good owner will only last 1 month because you're just tearing it apart. Skateboards are not long-term keepsakes. They are not. But they're dearly loved for their short little lives. So they had a smashing party. It turned into a skateboard smashing party. So, but later on, last night, it hit me like a knife. He's gone. I mean, he's gone. So I'd been making like a good filmer and was just collecting random videos of him, skate lifes, fails. It's called a fail. You try the trick and you fall down or don't do it perfectly. And skaters love that because most of life is about failing, you know, and skaters get that. So they love the fails because that leads to success, but they want to see it when you finally land it because they want to be happy with you. So I woke up this morning after getting 3 hours of sleep and I was unable to go back to sleep. And I'm like, you know what? Lord told me, Jesse, make the goodbye video for Julian. Make it now. So I made it. Edited it, found the stuff, put it all together, put it up. Found a great Rocky guitar intro, and then graduation from Juice WRLD. Although there's a nasty verse that he puts in there, which I cut out. But the music in Juice WRLD's graduation is a very touching song, and being in hip hop culture, they all know and love that song. That's the goodbye song. So Julian's gone, and so the point was written for him. See you tomorrow.